When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. I got a fine code devil. The entire hour, he is Matt Rothschild. We'll take your phone calls, but you got to dial 844-967-2789. We were talking a little Republican gubernatorial politics. Now, Tim Michaels, this late entry into the race, has got a lot of money. It's buying ads all across the state. I'm talking to a few of my friends in media. They're like, we would have never expected to get Tim Michaels ads upstate, but he's buying big. He's buying lots and lots of media markets. But here's what happens, and you and I agree, he doesn't have much of a path because we think that Rebecca Clayfish will be the anointed one of the Republican Party. Tell me if I'm wrong here, man.
No, I still think she's got the inside lane here, and unless somehow she can be damaged, and she's not going to be damaged with the, you know, glowing ads Tim Michaels is producing about how great he is. I mean, they're going to have to go negative. And I saw Tommy Thompson today warning Republicans don't go negative. I think actually that helps Rebecca Clayfish, because I don't see how she's going to be knocked off her pedestal here with those kind of glossy ads with Tim Michaels facing the camera himself and his nice short sleeve shirt, spending all this money that he's got. You know, he came in way too late. He was worried that Tommy was going to get in, so he didn't get in until Tommy decided. Tommy played Hamlet and then decided not to. And then Tommy issues a press release today where he's practically chomping at the bit to run again, but then says just be nice, play nice with each other, and we'll win. But I don't see how Tim Michaels can take it from her unless she slips badly. And she's been doing what she thinks she needs to do, which is grotesque in my opinion, which is start spewing the big lie. That's what they're all doing.
Let's talk about Tommy for just a minute. Tommy Thompson got battered himself in a senatorial primary once upon a time. And the Republicans beat each other up, as they are sometimes prone to do. And Tammy Baldwin kind of ran away with that race. Do you recall that, Matt? You know those days.
Yeah, but actually Tommy today was saying, you know, a competitive primary is great for the Republican Party. So, but yeah, I mean, Tammy Baldwin wiped the floor with Tommy Thompson. That was a shocker. A lot of people thought, you know, Tammy wasn't going to be able to beat the former governor, and she did it with real skill. I never underestimate Tammy Baldwin's political skill. She, you know, she looks like she's just a super nice woman, which she is, super smart, and she's tough. And so Tommy suffered at her hands.
And she delivers for the state of Wisconsin, and she goes and tells the people in the state, here is what I'm doing to deliver for you, my constituents.
And she has great staff all across the state. Her staff are up in Green Bay. Jennifer Garner knows everybody in Green Bay, knows the business community, brings Tammy to town, goes to all the events that are necessary, and she's got real good staff here in Madison, too. So, you know, they really know what they're doing over there.
Well, let's talk about her reelective campaign in the context of this current race. Leah Vukmir became the nominee of the Republicans, and I found her truly distasteful as a candidate. I mean, Nurse Ratched, I called her. She embraced that. I'm thinking, I started that. But she got crushed in the general by Tammy 2.0. Tammy won her reelective campaign handily. Way more votes for Tammy Baldwin than there were for Tony Evers. But Republicans like to pick their sort of establishment candidate. And Leah Vukmir was not the winner in 6 of 7 media markets, but she had right-wing talk radio, and she had the party's endorsement, so she was the anointed one. And I sort of see a similar role for Rebecca Clayfish. And you're right, Michaels got in late. He's dumping a lot of money outstate. Well, he could win in Green Bay. He could win in Wausau or Hayward or Eau Claire. But he's going to have a hell of a time winning in southeastern Wisconsin, where they overvote Republican in the wow counties, especially if right-wing talk radio says the party picked Rebecca, we pick Rebecca.
And I think they're on Rebecca's side already. So I think they're going to be pushing Rebecca over the finish line. And Leah Vukmir just ran a horrible campaign. Remember that first ad, black and white ad, where she's got a gun on the kitchen table and she's got a huge crucifix around her neck? That's all she was running on, God and guns. And it just was, wow, who is this lady? And that's why, you know, Tammy helped Evers win. I mean, he should send her, you know, nice big Christmas card
the
every Christmas.
Statistics would say there were 100,000 Scott Walker voters that voted for Tammy Baldwin, that cross-ticketed. Of course, you cannot do that in the partisan primary in August. You can only pick one party. So don't be guilty of trying to wade into the other side's elective process. I think I might have done that once.
You know, there is some talk about going up in Tom Tiffany's district that Democrats should vote for the more moderate Republican up there who's running against Tiffany, and that congressional race up north, because Tiffany's so bad, that maybe they could tip the race toward the more moderate, decent Republican up there. I've heard some scuttlebutt about that.
Well, I think our pal Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company, I think he's part of that jackassery, I like to call it. Toxic Tom Tiffany. Well, Tom's definitely got an inside track, but, you know, perhaps dynamics will change rapidly in the 7th Congressional District. Yesterday, Matt, I had a fine candidate on. Deb McGrath, a former CIA officer and a former Army captain, a wife and a mother, she was quick to point out. But she's running in the 3rd Congressional District, and that used to be Ron Kind's district. I liked her. I liked Brad Path. I like a few of the candidates. The opponent, though, is Derek Van Orden, and he's an insurrectionist bastard who got caught at an airport. His mistake was he takes handguns on airplanes.
Loaded handgun.
Loaded handgun, and he was already in Iowa, so how did the gun get to Iowa in the first place?
So he must have got through the first time and didn't get caught the second time.
Yeah, the mistake is he got caught. But to think that this guy almost beat Ron Kind. This guy used campaign funds to go out to the January 6th last year, or 2021. I guess that's been a while. But the fact that this guy hasn't learned any lessons, he hasn't tempered. He's, you know, I forget what the Marines, what the Navy SEALs do. But, you know, apparently this particular Navy SEAL brings guns into airports and, of course, runs for the U.S. Congress.
And really, are Republicans in Wisconsin going to elect an insurrectionist to Congress? Are the Wisconsin voters in that district going to do that? I should hope not.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Co-deviling with me is Matt Rothschild, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You can always be a part. Dial us 844-96-PARTY.
I'm proud to have stood shoulder to shoulder with Governor Walker.
You are one pathetic loser.
That music is for everyone.